AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. British and U.S. officials say they have information suggesting the Russian jetliner that crashed in the Egyptian desert on Saturday may have been brought down by a bomb. A U.S. official who received a briefing says the tentative conclusion is based in part on intercepted communications. Foreign policy analyst Clint Watt says even though the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility, it hasn't provided the proof often seen in previous attacks.
Usually, whenever there's a bombing by an Islamic State affiliate or an Al-Qaeda affiliate, they prepare a lot of media materials in advance so they can clearly take credit for it. And they usually showcase how they either put the plot together or who the martyr was that delivered the bomb. I think that's the other thing they'll be looking for in terms of the investigation. And I haven't seen that yet.
Republican Senator Pat Roberts has placed a hold on President Obama's nominee for Secretary of the Army. It's to prevent the White House from taking executive action to close Guantanamo Bay and transfer detainees to the U.S. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the president wants to work with Congress to close the military prison, but won't rule anything out.
At this point, I would not take anything off the table in terms of the president doing everything that he can to achieve this critically important national security objective.
A gunman in a rooftop apartment surrendered to police Wednesday after a more than five-hour standoff that interrupted air traffic at the San Diego airport. Police Chief Shelley Zimmerman.
At least one of our officers returned fire in order to have a tactical retreat from our police officers that were inside. We set up containment to try to contain the suspect that was inside, called for an emergency response.
No injuries were reported before the suspect, identified as Titus Colbert, finally walked out of the building. This is AP Radio News. Pressure is mounting for NBC to cancel Donald Trump's appearance as guest host on this weekend's Saturday Night Live.
Protests and petitions at 30 Rock, home of NBC and SNL. Several Hispanic groups took to the streets outside to demand Trump be dropped as Saturday's host. Earlier, they delivered petitions.
As of right now, after delivering 500,000 names, there is no clear answer as to what exactly NBC plans to do. And to me, that's unacceptable.
The Republican presidential candidate drew fire early in his campaign when he described some Mexicans in the U.S. illegally as criminals and rapists. Julie Walker, New York.
Chris Stapleton, who's written songs for most of Nashville, won the 2015 Country Music Association Awards. He took three awards, Male Vocalist, New Artist, and Album of the Year for Traveler. He also performed Tennessee Whiskey with Justin Timberlake on last night's show. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us. No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.